Hey everyone, long time no see, and welcome to the final and actually last episode of Unmuted Generations. And yes, I did say the last episode. I know during these types of episodes, there's generally a bunch of reasons that people go through on the list and they say, hey, this is why I haven't posted, or this is why I'm ending my channel, or in this case, my podcast. But to be honest, I didn't really want to make this sound like a sad moment in any way or bore you guys with any of the details that made me come to my decision. I kind of wanted to shoot this in more of a raw format too, kind of speaking more from the heart without any music, kind of just like a monologue format as opposed to going line by line in a script. To start off, I guess the main reason why I'm ending my podcast if I wrapped everything up is there's actually a lot more cool projects that I'm working on behind the scenes. They align more with my passion, they fit my lifestyle and my schedule better, so I have more time to relax and do the things I love. And they also align more with the goals in my life and what I'm trying to achieve from a professional level, from a career standpoint, but also just a personal level and being able to help people out. You know, as much as I love podcasting, this is solely a one-man operation. It's not necessarily being a host and recording interviews and doing the preliminary research per se and creating some of the questions before I go into the interview. But I'm also handling the editing, the social media, some of the legality behind recording each podcast. And then I'm pretty much my own booking agent and I do all the reach outs and communications too. So as you can expect, it gets incredibly, incredibly busy, especially since I have a full-time job while I'm at it. I made a promise to myself at the start of this year in 2021, almost like a New Year's resolution, to not get burnt out. And if I kept the podcast going, I simply wouldn't be able to give 100% in each episode, each interview, each even communication or social media post, because I myself wouldn't be at 100%. I'd be juggling too many balls at once and it would just be a lot. Now, I know when I told some of my friends, hey, I'm thinking of discontinuing the podcast, and when I ultimately came to the realization that I'm going to do it, a lot of them were wondering like, hey, is everything all right? Do you feel bad? Is there anything going on in your life to make you pause the podcast? And I told them pretty much no. Like, I'm actually very happy with my decision. Ever since haven't posted as frequently, which has been since April, I've had more time to spend with my family and friends, whether it's playing video games, talking over the phone, even just going out on lunch and dinner, hangouts and stuff like that. And that's time that you'll never be able to get back. So I really, really enjoy an hour of spending some time with somebody who's close to me, who's a part of my support system, as opposed to, you know, spending an hour editing on the computer or trying to do reach outs to get somebody to come on. On top of being able to spend time with, you know, pretty much all the people I love at a higher rate, the cool thing about, you know, ending the podcast is I'm able to work on new projects. For example, one of the projects I'm working on is Too Lazy Tech, where I'm just going over some technological tips and talking about some automation and tools that could help people start their side project or automate parts of their life that may be taking up a lot of time. I'm being able to help people out as opposed to, you know, curating a 60-minute long episode and having to make sure all the circumstances are right, whether it's the microphone, whether it's setting a time on a calendar. I mean, when I'm writing an informational resource, I could pretty much write from everywhere. It's just more flexible to my schedule. And it's also more fun. I guess I'm just a nerd when it comes to that stuff, and I really enjoy writing. Overall, I don't want to make this about me. I'd really like to take this time to thank everybody who is associated with the podcast. Really first talking about the guests. To my guests who came on, thank you so, so much for being a guest on this podcast that is Unmuted Generations. I really learned so much from each and all of you. Each and every one of you had such a different, unique, diverse journey. And I'm really glad it went from starting with one really niche sector to being able to talk with people of all industries and cultures. I remember I was going on a walk one day brainstorming for the podcast, and I wrote down every single industry I'd want to bring on. And I'm happy to say that throughout the podcast and its duration, I was able to go interview everybody I wanted to interview and check it off my bucket list. Not only did I learn more about your industry and different cultures and whatnot, but it definitely helped me grow my skill of understanding people and being more open to different ideas and perspectives, which I believe is an important skill that everybody kind of needs to be successful in this short period we call life. So once again, just want to say thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for sharing your journey. Thank you for being transparent. And thank you so much for just being a part of this Unmuted Generations initiative. I'd also like to thank all my podcast peers, Dr. Stephanie J. Wong, Catherine Hart, Jasmine Sandoval, Wiley Jahari, Emma Peterson, Kim Lee, and Justin Nguyen. These are also the people who hosted podcasts with me in some capacity, and they always supported me, whether it's at the start and telling me this is the gear you should get, to pushing me to perform, to be at my best, and really focus on innovation and growth. So thank you so, so much, guys, for, you know, pushing me to be at my best and, you know, helping me get to that next level. As for the audience and everybody who's listening, I'd just like to say thank you, honestly. Your comments, your reviews, your likes on social media posts, your DMs, even just our coffee chats that you may have wanted to interact with me after you checked out a podcast episode, they did not go unnoticed. They gave me extra motivation and they were so uplifting, literally in every single way. Whenever I felt, hey, I'm not sure if this is the direction my podcast is going or whatnot, you guys left such a positive comment and review, and I really appreciate everything and all your kind words and your support. So thank you so much. I really hope you guys were able to learn something new from the podcast. I did this all out of love, and I'm just extremely passionate about education and freedom of speech and really the ability to accept and understand different ideas. Those are some of the most important life values in this world to me. So I appreciate the views, support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I really hope you guys were able to learn something just from one of my episodes. Other than that, I'll keep this short. I really had an amazing time doing the Unmuted Generations podcast. So thank you for coming along with me in this journey. I put all my personal social media links below in case you want to connect with me over Instagram or LinkedIn. And even check out my new project, Too Lazy Tech. Shameless plug, but there you can check me writing different blog articles weekly about how to really streamline and automate parts of your life with technology, and maybe you'll learn a little tidbit with a quick read. But other than that, just want to say thank you for the last time. Thank you so much for supporting me and giving me the confidence and bravery to take something big on like a podcast, especially during the pandemic. And yeah, I really wish you guys nothing but the best of luck and good fortune as time goes on and you're able to achieve all your goals and really expand your horizons and find happiness and success. I'll see you guys later. Thank you so much for tuning in.